Welcome to another episode of Championship Circle. Hope y'all enjoying y'all week. Everybody that's in North Carolina like I am, I know y'all feeling one way right now. Cold. Winter has set in. Walked outside this morning. Thought Sub-Zero was outside waiting on me for more to come back. That's how cold it was. But I'm back with some more sports trending topics around the sports world. Man, I'm going to have to talk on this for a little bit. It's sad news in the sports world. Really, it's not really sports related, but it has to do with sports. It's just something that been on my mind, on my chest since I heard about the story. But as y'all know, if you don't know, Delonte West, a former NBA player, he's gone viral with a video of him getting beat up in the middle of a highway. Delonte West was diagnosed with bipolar disorder back in 2008. Mental illness is like mental illness is something a lot of people deal with and don't know it. In 2016, West was seen wearing regular clothes and holding up a cardboard sign on the side of a road in Maryland. Like, this is reality. Like, he used to play for the NBA, making money in the NBA, making millions. But now he has a sickness, a mental illness. He needs help, man. He needs help. I heard the NBA has offered help to him and his family. West was a former first-round pick who made around $16 million in his career. Last time he played was 2012. This is real, folks. This is real. Like, nobody knows what's going on in a person's life. Nobody. And no, bipolar is a disease. People don't think it is, but it's a disease. And some people don't know how to handle it. Some people go see psychiatrists, get help for it. Delonte West need help. He need help, man. It's like I heard some of the NBA players, LeBron and Dwayne Wade, his friends that went to school with him, Jameer Nelson, like all of them reaching out to him and his family, because it's serious now. It's serious. I hear Mark Cuban, Danny Ainge, like all these guys are like reaching out to Delonte West. That's how serious it is. But I hope he get help soon. I hope he do get help soon. Antonio Brown, different situation, but get help soon. Get help soon. Antonio Brown, please go see a psychiatrist. Go do what you need to do to get yourself right, man. I want to see you back on that field, man. You one of the exciting players to watch on Sundays. Got to get back on the field, man. Got to get back on the field. You need a strong team around you. You don't need no yes man. You need some no men. Antonio Brown need no men around him. What I mean by no men is the guys that's telling him, like, nah, man, that's stupid. Like, you need to stay off camera. You need to lay low. Leave your baby mama alone. Like, he need them kind of guys around. He don't need no hype man, no yes man. But I hope he get help soon. I hope he get help. Delonte West, Tonio Brown. You never know what's going through a person's mind. Just like Aaron Hernandez. I watched a documentary about Aaron Hernandez. And I was shocked. I was in shock. Like, I did not know this guy was going through all of this. Like, he was gay. Like, people coming out, I guess his boyfriends or whatever, coming out saying they was in a relationship together since high school. And Hernandez was on the low. And just a lot of stuff, man. Like, disrespecting his mama, like fighting his stepdad, like a lot of stuff was coming out that when you seen him on the football field, you had no idea this guy was going through all of this. But like I said, you never know what a person going through. Maybe it was the money that did it to these athletes. No, once they start making a lot of money, they start getting different habits. A lot of them start getting into drugs. I mean, alcohol. Then when they don't get it no more, that money stopped coming in. They start getting depressed. They start getting angry at the world. I mean, this is real. This is real. This is real in the world. So, Tonio Brown, Delonte West, I hope y'all get help, man. I hope y'all get help. It's hard to see our brothers out there like this suffering, especially in this generation where it's nothing but recording. Nothing but recording. So, get y'all self together, man. I know it's people out there that want to help y'all. Let them help you. Let them help you. Don't push them away. Let them help you. Yeah, I had to get that off my chest. Had to get that off my chest. That's all. That's all. But I'm going to go into the NBA. Last night, we had one game. One NBA game on the schedule last night, and it was a good one. The Dallas Mavericks and the LA Clippers. Kawhi Leonard versus Luka Doncic. And it was a good battle. Good battle. Kawhi had 36 points, 11 rebounds. Luka had 36 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists. 9 assists. This where it gets kind of suspect for me. So, y'all know Dallas Mavericks, my team. So, I'm watching the game. Game close. Fourth quarter. 14 seconds left. Dallas got the ball down by 3. Okay, so the superstar on the team, Luka, needs the ball in this situation, right? You know he's supposed to get the ball in this situation. Down by 3, this Luka time. They pass it to Luka at the top of the key. Three-pointer, top of the key. He takes this shot all game long. All game long, Luka takes this shot. He passes it up to Tim Hardaway Jr. And Tim Hardaway Jr. shoots and misses. Luka, it was kind of suspect. I hate to say this. I hope you didn't do it because of this reason. But 36 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists. I hope you wasn't stat padding trying to get that triple-double, that one more assist. I hope you won't, because it just looked so suspicious that game on the line, you pass up a shot that you take all game long. All game long, that's what he do. The step back three, that's what he love to do. And he passes it up to Tim Hardaway Jr. to tie the game. And Tim Hardaway misses. And eventually they lose 110 to 107. Luka, you good. You good, man. You next level good. But to survive in this NBA, you're going to have to close out games. You're going to have to close them out. LeBron had to develop that same killer instinct when he first got in the league. He was passive. LeBron was very passive when he first got in the league. That's why I can compare Luka and LeBron careers, as in where Luka at and where LeBron came in his second year. They kind of mirror each other. I mean, size and everything. LeBron just more athletic than Luka. Like, Luka, like, big. He's slow, but he still get past people. But I guess he's going to have to develop. He number 20 years old, so I guess he's going to have to grow into his superstardom. Yeah, Luka going to have to grow into his superstardom. Like, I heard on First Take, no, Undisputed, Fox, Skip Bayless, shout out Skip Bayless, Shannon Sharp. But I heard Skip say that Luka is not a star yet. He said Luka is not a star yet. Shannon tried to compare him to Larry Bird. Skip said he's no Larry Bird. I'm not going to put him in that lead right now. I'm not going to put Luka in that lead right now of Larry Bird. But he could be the next Larry Bird. Like, we kept saying that Kobe was the next Jordan. Why can't Luka be the next Larry Bird? I mean, he play just like him, dribble like him, pass like him, drive to the hole like him. Only thing, he got the three. But I think Larry Bird three more consistent. It was more consistent. But like I said, though, Skip, I got to disagree with you. He is a star. He is a star. Like, Luka, he averaging almost a triple-double right now. He is a star. So just get that killer instinct, Luka. You get that killer instinct, sky's the limit for you. Sky's the limit for you. But I know that a lot of college fans watched the game last night, Kansas and Kansas State. They got the fight, man, at the end of the game. I mean, fighting. Kansas State brawl. It was a last-second block from Kansas forward, DeSosa, on DeJuan Gordon. And it turned into a Royal Rumble. Players grabbing chairs, throwing punches, like a high school fight. Police officers and coaches helped break up the fight. Man, all he did, he blocked the guy's shot. Game was over. 2 second left, blocked shot, game over. Stirred the guy down. Fight broke out. We got to do better than this, man. Like, it's not that serious. Bench is clear, everything. It's not that serious. Let's play ball. Let's just play ball. Maybe the NCAA got to go and pay these guys. They'll calm down. Maybe they feel like they ain't got nothing to lose anyway, so they going all in. But, nah, man, we can't have this in sports, man. I mean, an all-out brawl. Nah, man, we can't have this. But after this break, I'm going to come back. They doubting my quarterback, Jimmy G. So I'm going to talk about why Jimmy G shouldn't be doubted right after this. Welcome back to Championship Circle. Like I said, I got a lot of feedback, remarks about my quarterback, San Francisco 49er quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. People still doubting him. I don't know why. I don't know why. I mean, 21-5 as a starter, ended the season 3,978 yards, 27 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. And I'm going to say at least 5 of them interceptions was the receiver fault. Right in the receiver hand, tilt pass, interceptions. I mean, Jimmy has been in a shootout and won with one of the best toe-to-toe quarterbacks in the league, Drew Brees, in the Superdome. In the Superdome, a shootout. And he might not have played, but he's a two-time Super Bowl quarterback. Whether you want to believe it or not, he's a two-time Super Bowl quarterback. Yeah, Jimmy got 2 Super Bowl rings. He might not have been on the field, but he been there. And he ended the season with 102 QB rating. Top 5 in the league. Top 5 in the league. Now, this a quarterback that came to the 49ers mid-season 2 years ago, 3 years ago now. Mid-season, 49ers having won a game when he got there. Get there. Comes in, not knowing none of the plays. Cal run a difficult offense. Jimmy came in, won 5 straight, the last 5 straight. So, 49ers paid him $137 million. Everybody like, oh, 49ers crazy, gave Jimmy all that money off 5 games, da 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 da. Okay, fast forward the next year. Jimmy, he was 1-2 that season, got hurt against Kansas City, tore his ACL. But before he went down that game, he was driving the ball in the red zone. They was in the red zone. Jimmy already had 243 yards with 2 touchdowns before he got hurt in that game. But people still say that. Don't trust him. Like, I don't understand it. Like, what is it that make people not trust Jimmy? I don't know. They keep saying stuff like, oh, we don't trust him. He can't win games with his arm. I wouldn't put the game on the line against him, but he did it. He already done that against Arizona twice. He put the team on his back, took over. I mean, I just don't understand it, man. Then now they saying, oh, Jimmy ain't threw the ball but 27 times in 2 games in the playoffs. Threw the ball 27 times. He ain't throw the ball but 8 times last game. Okay. Let me break this down to you. Why would we need Jimmy to throw the ball around 30, 40 times when our run game getting almost 300 yards? Yeah. If they can't stop the run, why would we want Jimmy to throw the ball around? I mean, let's think about that. I'm not understanding. I think people just hating on Jimmy because of the contract we gave him. They still stuck on that contract. But Jimmy went 13-3 this season, and he going to Super Bowl. Going to the Super Bowl. So let's back this thing up to when we first traded for him. Who won the trade? Did New England win? Or did the 49ers win the trade? We gave up a second round pick to New England to get Jimmy. Okay. New England, you can't say that they really lost the trade because they went to two Super Bowls after they traded them. Won one, lost one. So we can't say that they lost the trade. But then, now that Jimmy going to the Super Bowl, it was a win-win. It was a win-win for the 49ers and the New England Patriots. That's what I say. It was a win-win. Because that second round pick, I mean, New England didn't do nothing with it. They didn't do nothing with it. I mean, I think they traded down like 2-3 times. Got a bunch of no-name players that don't nobody know. Probably ain't in on the team now. But, I mean, all in all, I think it was a win-win situation. Jimmy Garoppolo, if he win this Super Bowl, I don't want to hear not nothing from the critics, the analysts, the doubters, the haters. I don't want to hear nothing else. Because, believe it or not, Jimmy Garoppolo, if he win this Super Bowl, he'll be a 3-time Super Bowl quarterback. Yeah, he'll be a 3-time Super Bowl quarterback, believe it or not. But, far as quarterbacks, while we talking about 49ers, Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes. I like Patrick Mahomes. Like Shannon said, Patrick my homeboy. I like Patrick Mahomes. So, is Patrick Mahomes really the best quarterback in the league right now? Is he? Pat got a big arm. Pat be making some crazy highlight passes, no-look passes, behind-the-back passes. Like, Pat Mahomes be getting down on that football field. But is he the best quarterback in the league? Well, we seen what Lamar Jackson can do. You still got quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, believe it or not, Phillip Rivers, still put up numbers. Didn't win, but he was still putting up numbers. So, got Russell Wilson. So, is Pat Mahomes really the best quarterback in the league, or is it the system? Is it Andy Reid's system? Is this his weapons? Because Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, Travis Kelce. I mean, he got a lot of weapons out there. A lot of fast weapons. So, if you put, let's say, Aaron Rodgers with all them weapons. Will Aaron Rodgers be going to the Super Bowl right now? Not taking nothing from Pat Mahomes, but he is in a good system right now. Andy Reid had Alex Smith looking good in that system. Yeah. Remember Alex Smith? Yeah. Had Alex Smith looking good in that system. But we'll find out. Pat Mahomes, last year they fell short. But this year, they got a chance. So we'll see how Pat Mahomes measure against a real defense. Because Tennessee, I don't know what Tennessee was thinking. Rushing three. Why are you rushing three? Pat Mahomes sitting back there with a day and a half to throw the ball. Yeah. Sitting back there just looking around, waiting for his receivers to get over. Don't take him long either, because they fast. He got a team for the road runners. So it don't take him long to get 40 yards downfield. But with this pressure that the 49ers gonna bring, we gonna see how Pat Mahomes boy hold up against a real defense. We gonna see. But it gonna be a good one though. It gonna be a good one. But like I said, sports is a reality. Sports is a reality. Like, people actually live, breathe, and like take in sports in their personal lifestyle. They do. That's why you have so many diehard fans. Diehard, like, been fans 30, 40, 50 years. You got organizational fans. I mean, been fan of the organization, Dallas Cowboys, Washington Redskins. Like, it's 60-year-old men, diehard Redskin fans, diehard Cowboy fans. I mean, they bleed that. They bleed that. Like, I'm a diehard 49er fan. Been that since 94. Diehard 49er fan. I mean, it just run deep. So, it's like certain stories that hit home in the sports world. It hit home. Like, that's why I said the Delonte West story is like, you got the feel for him. Like, you have no choice. Like, as a sports fan, I mean, you just got the feel for him. Knowing the road he took, the opportunity he had, and where he at now. I mean, it's just a part of you. It just grow on you. So, sports is a way of life. That's why it's my passion to talk sports. I love to talk sports because it's just a different feeling and a different mood when you talk about sports. So, like, we praying for Delonte West out there. Like I said, go get help, Tony O'Brown. Go get help, man. Go get help. We want to see y'all do better. People out there reaching out to you. Yes, man. That's a... For all of y'all that haven't seen the video, go look at the video of Delonte West. Like, you will... It's just emotional, man, just to see him like that. Just to see him like that in over a few years. But I'm going to leave y'all with that. Hope everything good in your life. In this championship circle, I'm out. I'll tell you no matter.